Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 47, Anime Episode 39. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 39?
The title of Episode 39 was Luffy Drowning, Zoro versus Octopus Hachan. And we begin with, we're at Arlong Park, and Arlong is saying, "Oh, interesting game, isn't it? How long will the rubber man last underwater? Or will his friends die before they can spare him, or before they can save him?" So Zoro attacks Hachan. Hachi shoots ink, and Zoro dodges that, and he slashes and cuts Hachi's hair. And Hachi's mad, but then very quickly forgives him, you know, "Oh, it's only hair, it'll grow back." But Hachi says Zoro can never beat him. He has six hands. He's an amazing octopus man. And Zoro attacks, and Hachi shouts, "Tako Sanren Shinken Shira Hardori!" Or, "Special move octopus, catching the blade with bare hands." It doesn't work. Zoro cuts Hachi so that his forehead bleeds. And Sanji, meanwhile, is distracted. Kurobe attacks, and they fight. And Zoro says they're running out of time. He attacks Hachi, who leaps up to stick to a column, which he calls Octopus Hachi Move Number 9. And he just stays up there because he's knowing that Luffy is running out of air. So he's stalling. And Yosaku and Johnny are seeing all this, and they're about to risk the water to save Luffy when Gen-san stops them. "They're too wounded," he says, "and he will be the one to go." And Nojiko joins him and says she's going to go too. And I'm dramatically paraphrasing this section because it goes on for far too long, and I'm just going, "Luffy's dead, you guys. He's already out of air. There's no way it can go on this long." Anyway. Sanji keeps kicking at Kurobe while Hachi keeps stalling and taunting Zoro and asking him why he's only got one sword if he's known for three sword style. And we see Zoro is in trouble. His fever is returned and his wound may have reopened, and he stumbles. And that's when Sanji realizes that the wound delivered by Mihawk has not fully healed. And Hachi thinks that Zoro's faking, and he climbs up into a window, and he returns with six swords, one for each hand, just as Zoro collapses. Sanji is distracted by Zoro's collapse, long enough for Kurobe to land a punch so hard that it sends Sanji crashing through the outer wall of the courtyard. And Kurobe says that he is a level 40 merman karate master. And Hachi is disappointed that Zoro has collapsed. He wanted to defeat him and show off his six sword style. And he demonstrates, and he creates this whirlwind that actually threatens Arlong Park, and Kurobe has to calm him down and say, hey, don't destroy everything. So he calms down, and the cyclone dissipates. And then we hear Zoro, "Six sword style, you're full of crap." Zoro rises. He makes one thing clear to Hachi. There is someone Zoro must meet, and until that day, not even death himself can take Zoro's life away. And meanwhile, on the trail, Usopp is running from Chu. He's still running from Chu, who can't help but be surprised by the long-nosed guy's speed and stamina. Usopp thinks he's very clever, that he's really helping out his buddies by leading one of the mermen away from the fight. And he sees that Chu is no longer behind him, and he starts gloating and dancing around, only to discover that Chu is now right behind him. And Usopp screams and runs again. Meanwhile, underwater, we see Gen-san is striking the cement that's trapping Luffy's feet with a sledgehammer to no avail. Nojiko is there as well. She's holding on to Luffy. Strangely, they're both thinking, and we're reading their thoughts in the subtitles, and it almost seems like they're telepathic, like they're able to talk to each other in this scene as they simultaneously reach a solution. And then Sanji wakes up. And he starts smoking immediately, of course. Can't be without his cigarettes. And the villagers can't believe that he's still alive. And Sanji says that fish bastard's punch is level 40. Then the old man's kicks that I always took must have been level 400. And he walks back to the fight. And Hachi and Zoro prepare to fight. And Zoro says, I'll show you my Santoryu. He shouts for Johnny and Yosaku to throw him their swords. And they do. And Hachi attacks with Octopus Leg Danger. But Zoro catches the two swords. And there's this amazing flurry of swordplay that ends with Zoro behind Hachi, calling out his three-sword-style attack, Toru Kakashi, or Bleeding the Wolf. And Hachi has now slashes of blood across his chest. And he's really mad. Doesn't Zoro realize that he can't win? Hachi has twice as many swords. And Zoro says that's a major miscalculation. He flashes back to his lessons learned from his battle with Mihawk and his training against his friend. The numbers do not matter. I may have only three swords, but your swords will never be as heavy as mine. And Hachi does not get that statement. He thinks Zoro is speaking literally, and Zoro gives up trying to explain it to him. Hachi attacks with Rokutu Ryo Takosubo no Kama, or Six Sword Style Octopus Pot Stance, and lunges again with Shinchun, or New Year. Interesting. And all of his swords strike a single point, the block that Zoro creates with his own blades. And Hachi splits the swords apart with Takoge, or Kite Flying, and then delivers a body blow to Zoro's chest that throws him up into the air. Takai, or Body Shredder. Now Hachi runs beneath Zoro and starts spinning his swords above his head. Rokuto no Arusu, or Six Sword Style Secret Attack Six Sword Waltz. Zoro will surely be chopped to bits when he falls into this spinning death trap. And Zoro strikes the spinning blades, yet somehow he again demonstrates his superior skill, foiling Hachi. Zoro lands as Hachi falls back, and Hachi's swords are scattered, and his hands are all sliced up and bleeding. And again, Zoro staggers, tries to hold it together. Hachi attacks once more, but Zoro is having visions of Mihawk, drawing strength from them. To face one who is extraordinary, Hawkeyes, I cannot allow myself to be ordinary. Hachi charges from behind, but Zoro spins. Tsatsumakiya, or Tornado, and shatters Hachi's blades. And Hachi has spun skyward, multiple slashes across his chest. Arlong can't believe his eyes as Hachi smashes down, defeated. Perhaps now he understands how much heavier Zoro's swords are. Meanwhile, Nami's at her house, bandaging her shoulder that she stabbed, and she wipes her tears away. No more. She grabs her staff and runs to help. And back at Arlong Park, Zoro is on his knees, wounded. Kurobi attacks, but he is kicked back by Sanji. Kurobi can't believe anyone in the East Blue could withstand his punch. Sanji says, well, there are many who could at a certain sea restaurant. And Zoro crawls to the water. Sanji tells him that he's in no condition to save Luffy. Zoro says he can't wait for your fight to finish. And Sanji knows that there's no more time. That's why he dives in. He swims down and sees that they've stretched Luffy's neck so that Nojiko can keep his head above the water while Gen-san does chest compressions, trying to bring him back to life. Sanji is about to help free Luffy's feet when Kurobi attacks with Yojin Karate Wan Togiri, or Merman Karate Arm Blade Chop. Nojiko pleads with Luffy, come back to life, please, hurry, as Usopp keeps running from Chu. Usopp shouts, he's so stubborn! To be continued.
Who is Hachan, or Hachi?
This is Hachan, or Hachi, and he is an octopus merman. He has six arms, and he wears a striped red and gold kind of swimsuit, old-style swimsuit, with sandals and a green sash. And he has a very interesting sort of starfish hairstyle, which currently you can see a couple of the points been cut off by his earlier battle with Sanji. and he is currently wielding a sword in each of his six hands.
Who is Johnny?
Who is Yosaku?
On screen left is Johnny, one of the friends of Luffy's crew. Johnny has black hair, black sunglasses, a tattoo on his cheek, usually wears a gray hoodie sweatshirt, and he is currently all beat up from his earlier battle with the mermen. And to the right is his bro, Yosaku, who wears sort of a boxer's safety helmet and usually wears a green sweatshirt and is similarly scuffed up and beaten up from his battle with the mermen.
Who is Nojiko?
This is Nojiko, the sister of Nami. Nojiko has blue hair, typically wears a red ribbon to hold her hair back. She's wearing a yellow top. She has normally a lot of tattoos visible on her upper chest and shoulders, but she's sporting a lot of bandages from where she was shot in an earlier episode on her right shoulder.
Who is Genzo or Gensan?
This is Gensan, the local law enforcement for Kokuyashi Village. Gensan wears a sort of policeman's outfit, brown shirt with gold shoulder epaulets, and he has a mustache and black hair, but he also has a number of terrible scars crisscrossing his body from his battles earlier with Arlong's crew. He doesn't have a hat in this frame, but typically he wears a sort of a captain's hat, police captain's hat, with a pinwheel rising from the front of the cap.
Who is Roronoa Zoro?
This is Roronoa Zoro, the swordsman. He is currently on his knee because he just battled and he's very, very tired at this point and still dealing with wounds on his chest from a previous fight. He currently is wearing his black bandana over his head. Typically, he has green dyed hair, and he wears a blue sort of Hawaiian shirt, green sash with black pants, and he has a lot of bandages on his chest from an earlier injury that he sustained. And here we see him with three swords, typical of his Santoryu three sword style.
What was the setting in this episode?
This episode was set primarily in the courtyard of Arlong Park, but there were some other areas around. There was the water, the ocean, in front of Arlong Park. There was the surrounding countryside and trails that Usopp was running on. We saw a brief amount of time at Nami's house, and there was a very brief flashback to Mihawk slashing Zoro on the deck of Don Krieg's shattered ship. But primarily, the action took place at Arlong Park.
What were the special moves for this episode?
The first one for Zoro that I find in this episode that was called out is Toro Kagashi, or Bleeding the Wolf. It was a very complicated flurry of swordplay where Zoro was having to fight against six swords with only three. And he ended up landing behind his opponent, Hachi, who then had an X of blood slashed across his chest from Zoro's swords. This was his Santoryu. He was thrown two swords by Johnny and Yosaku. There was a number of exchanges between Hachi and Zoro that culminated in Hachi throwing Zoro high into the air and preparing to chop him up with his own six sword style secret attack. But as Zoro fell towards the spinning blades, he performed a very complicated move that I really couldn't see very well, that foiled Hachi, and he landed as Hachi fell back. Hachi's swords were scattered, and his hands were all sliced up and bleeding. And then Hachi charged from behind, but Zoro spun around with an attack that was Tatsumakiya, or Tornado. And he shattered Hachi's blades and spun Hachi skyward with multiple slashes across his chest. And Hachi fell so hard that he created a huge explosive cloud of dust. Tatsumaki!
Good. Any last thoughts on this episode?
Yes, I would like to say that being underwater works very differently in this universe than in our universe. That swinging a sledgehammer over your head and hitting something repeatedly underwater is far beyond our abilities here on this Earth. But apparently in this universe, that sort of thing is possible. Got to take it with a grain of salt, as they say. But I suppose, given that we have people who are made of, you know, who are made of rubber, and people who are shark people and fish people, I don't know why I'm complaining about the way water works.
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 39. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!